Mem Aleph, Amud Aleph, about 14 lines from the bottom. Last one line is Tistayim. We marked the long point marking. It's about a 10-line point, and we had two names, Rav and Levi, and two opinions. Let's try to match up Tistayim. Can we not conclude that it's Rav who da'amar? He's the one who says that which there's a high level of liability if you are supposed to be watching someone else's thing and you do a shlichus yad or you steal it or whatever it is, but let's just stick with the shayimrim. A shlichus yad ain't a shlichus yad. It doesn't actually have to be a loss or a depreciation or a genuine using part of it. And Ra would be the one who says there would already be a high level of liability even without a chisar and tisanya. Here's a brisa. The brisa goes for almost three lines. Raya shahaya raya edra. Let's say you have a shepherd. They would often be watching other people's sheep. Viniach edra ubala ir, and he leaves his flock and he goes into the city. Ubaza ev vitaraf uba ariv daras, and either a wolf comes and rips apart and takes back to their hiding place one of the sheep, uba arivadaris, or a lion comes and tears it apart right there and eats it, the shepherd would be putter. Kama hiniach makalai or tarmilo aleha, if he had placed his staff or his shepherd pouch on the sheep, then he would be chayiv, liable to compensate for that sheep. That's the end of the snake source. Connector Vavina Bun, we ask. Really? Mishum hiniach makali v'tarmio le'achayev? Just because at some point he had leaned his staff up, let's say, against that sheep, he would be liable? Question mark, comma. Ha, shaklinu, but he took them back. He took his staff back. He took his pouch back. Ve'amar, we added Vav in there. Ve'amar Rav Nachmana Rav Aravua Amar Rav. Oh, here's Rav. He's one of our two names. Let's circle Rav. Be'oidan aleha. We're talking about where, let's say, his staff is still leaning on the animal. Now, the Gemara says, well, 1 second, comma, v'chi oidan aleha. Okay, so his staff is still leaning up against the animal. My have. Well, like, okay, so what? Question mark, comma, ha, loy mashcha. He never did a formal act of acquisition. He never, like, did a meshicha on the animal. V'amarav Shmuel Barav Yitzchak, amarav, shehechisha be makal. He hit the animal with a stick, the rotas olifanov, and it went to running in front of him, and that's how he acquired it. Comma, connector, but where do we see that he caused any loss or lacking or took something away from the animal? We didn't see that. Vahaloi chasra! Oh, comma, elalav shramina. Rather, should we not conclude from here, Kisavar, that Rav is of the opinion that shlichus yad, that higher level of liability for somebody who doesn't have to actually cause a depreciation to the item, just uses it, ein hashichah chinsar, and does not require any depreciation. That's the end of the Gemara's long point, that it seems that it would be Rav who holds shlichus yad, does not need a chisar. Turns around the Gemara after all that and says, actually, no. Ema, I could tell you that what we had is the first word in the line, one line ago, shehekisha, is to hit. Actually, the word that should be there is shehekisha b'makam. Not that he just gave it a hit with the stick, but rather he weakened it. That would depreciate the value of the animal. He gave it such a hard hit that it actually caused the animal to be worth less. Dekanami, an actually precise reading of this will bring out the point. Da'amarav, for Rav had said, the gears of changes this, shehechisha, it could have just said yechisha, that he hit it, but it said shehechisha b'makal, with a stick, shmamino. There's a big difference between, you know, hitting somebody on the back with your palm, or hitting someone on the back with a baseball bat. So you do a baseball bat, you assume it's much harder, almost a damaging type of blow. Okay, so we figured out that it is Rav who would say, Shlichus Yad needs a chisaron. Well, umidirav savar shlichus yad shlichus chisaron, comma Levi, his bar plugta, the other opinion on the issue, must hold shlichus yad ain't a shlichus chisaron. You have that higher level of liability for somebody, even though he didn't actually cause the depreciation to the item in question. Okay, my time at the Levi. What would be Levi's reasoning for that? Well, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, I underlined Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yossi Neharai, and I circled Rabbi Yossi Neharai. Now we're also on Amud Beis going to, I actually wrote in above the first two words on Amud Beis, the Ani Omer, I wrote in Rabbi Yochanan and circled it, and then about seven lines later, first words on the line are Kereb Elazar, and I circled that. And then about five lines later is Rava. I circled him. So we're going to have a few opinions on this issue. We ask now, back to the line before the end of Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, what's the reason of Levi? Says Rabbi Yochanan, named Rabbi Yossi ben Noiroi, Mishuna Shlichus Yad, that is stated Ha'amora B'Shomer Chinam, Mi Shlichus Yad Ha'amura B'Shomer Chinam. Different, unusual, not similar one to the other, is the Shlichus Yad that the Torah talks about in Shmai's Perichav Beis. Those are Psukim, Tes, Yud, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, by a Shomer Sachar. That is somebody who's hired to watch an item and then goes and uses it. Mi Shlichus Yad, when compared to the usage Ha'amura that is said by the Torah in Shmai's Chaf Beis, but the Psukim earlier, Vav, Zayin, and Ches, by a Shomer Chinam. In other words, they're not similar one to the other. The Shomer Chinam had to be said, and you couldn't learn it other than if there's a Chisaron. But the Shomer Sachar, who's actually being paid, that didn't have to be told us. Why did it not have to be told to us? Because we would know it. Va'ani Oimer, says Rabbi Yochanan, I squeal on the line, Va'ani Oimer, Eina Mishuna, that it is not Mishuna. Okay, so you have a machlokas here. Rabbi Yossi ben Nohiroi, is actually Rabbi Yochanan's Rebbe, said one way of learning Psukin, and Rabbi Yochanan said it's not Mishuna. Now, the Gemara wants to clarify, what's the way of looking at the Psukin where it seems that it's unusual, and what's the way that's not unusual? So, my Mishuna, I put a diamond around the my Mishuna, and six lines later, in the middle of the line, it says, Va'ani Oimer, and I say. So it's going to be, again, Rabbi Yochanan, I think, is explaining all of this. He's explaining what Rabbi Yossi ben Nahrai would say and what he would say. So back on the first line of Amud Beis. My Mishuna, how would you understand the Psukim and it would be unusual? Well, it told us two times this concept of Shlichus Yad. Once by a Shomer Sachar, that somebody who's watching something for wages, and once by a Shomer Chinam, who's watching it for free. So, Loi Toimar. This is what's unusual about it. Let the Pasuk not have said anything by Shlichus Yad, by a Shomer Sachar. The guy's actually getting paid, I don't know, $100 a day to watch the thing. And don't tell us anything in the Pasuk about Shlichus Yad. V'tesi, and I would learn it, I'd like automatically know it, it would be obvious, me, Shomer Chinam. Colon, I'd say like this, Ma, Shomer Chinam, if Bob is watching someone's thing for free, Shepat B'Gnei Vaved, if it gets stolen or lost, Bob's not liable yet. Shalach Bayad, if he uses the item, then he would be chayiv. Then, comma, certainly, a Shomer Sachar, when you're dealing with somebody who's actually getting paid to watch the item, that he is chayiv B'Gnei Vaved, if it gets stolen or if it gets lost, he's liable. Loi Kol Shekei, not all the more so, that if he's Shalach Bayad, he's certainly going to be chayiv in whatever item there are. In other words, I would have known that logically. Then why did the Pasuk have to tell me that if I could have known it via logic? Oh, to come to tell you the idea that Shlichus Yad, not only if there's a loss, but even if there's not a loss, that's still going to put the high level of liability on the Shomer Shlichus Yad, Einat Shlichus Chisaron. And that's basically what Levi would hold. Kama, Ve'ani Oimer, and I, Rabbi Yochanan, say, Eina Mishuna, that it's not unusual, the fact that it says Shlichus Yad by both of them. Kereb Elazar. We had circled Rebbe Elazar already. Da'amar, Davida Achasi. This one and that one, like the implication of this one, the implication of the other one, are basically the same. In other words, both of them were necessary. There's no extra pasuk. Well, okay. My, Davida Achasi. How do we understand it then, that each one of them would be necessary? Well, Mishum de'ikla mifrach, because you would otherwise be able to ask, you wanted to say that if it had just said Shomer Chinam, I'd say certainly a Shomer Sachar, who says? Ma l'Shomer Chinam, you could have said back like this. If you tell me that Shlichus Yad is a Shomer Chinam is responsible for it, well, you can't learn that to something else, because Ma l'Shomer Chinam, you know why it's different than a Shomer Sachar? Shekein mishalm tashlumei kefel. He has to pay sometimes actually double B'toan Tainaskanav. If he claims that it was really stolen, turns out it wasn't stolen, he swore falsely, he'd have to pay double. You can't learn to another case where he's only paying one time. Okay, and that would be that approach. Uman de lo baruch safer, and Rabbi Yossi Bar Nohirai, who doesn't say that that's a pircha, what would he hold? Well, he would tell you like this. True, you'd have to pay double, but you know how many hoops you have to jump through to get the person to pay double? In other words, karna b'lei shvua adifa mikfei l'bishvua. If you have karen without a shvua, let's actually see this Rashi inside. This is a Gevaltig Rashi. This is Rashi, first line under the Gemara. Dibur maskel karna b'lei shvua. The principal that has to be paid, even if there's no shvua taken by the person, is actually more machmer than having to pay double with a shvua. Says Rashi, chamar shomer sachar. It's actually more machmir, the shomer sachar. Shechayev bekeren, and he has to pay the principal value of the item in question. Ad shalei nishba, even without him swearing, l'sheker, b'makayim, in a place where shomer chinam would be potter. Dehainu, what do we mean? In the case of Kenev of Aveda, where the thing was stolen or lost. Mi shomer chinam, now a shomer chinam might have to pay, but he's mishalim kefel. However, again, a lot of hoops have to be jumped through for that to go through. Umidazu ena ella, and here's some of the hoops. Number one, la'achar shenishba l'sheker. Not only does he have to come to court and deny it, he has to formally swear falsely that it was stolen. And number two, ubao edim shunignava, and then witnesses come that it actually was stolen. He swore it was, and witnesses came to show that it was. Dechi yisra bi kefel betoan tainazganav, that which the guy who claimed it was stolen, really it wasn't, has to pay double. That's only la'achar shvua yisra boi, only after he took the shvua. Bottom line, to pay one time without the shvua is actually more machmir than double with the shvua. Rava, who he had circled, the last circle on the page, Rava Amar, lo toimar. Now Rava is coming and saying, even according to Rabbi Lazar, you can have this lo toimar hachi. Rava Amar, lo toimar shlichus yad. The truth is, the Torah didn't have to tell us that there's going to be a liability if the person who's watching the item touched it or used it when he shouldn't have. Lo b'shem b'chinam v'lo b'shem b'sach. Doesn't have to tell us by either of them. V'teisi mishoel. And I would learn kavah chaymer from Shoel, the one of the arba shoymim who gets all the benefit and the owner of the item gets no return. He obviously gets a mitzvah, but v'teisi mishoel, colon. Ma shoel, a typical borrower, Diladas by Limka Ovid, when he's using the item, that's what a borrower does. He uses the item, Dishalach Bayad, and yet, Chayiv, he would be liable for any einsim that happened. Then a Shomer Chinam and a Shomer Sachar, those two, he's watching for free or watching even for wages, like Kol Shekein, that he would certainly be Chayiv if something happened. In which case, Lama Nemar, why would you possibly need to say it both by Shomer Chinam and by Shomer Sachar when I can learn as a Kalva Chaymer from a Shayel? Well, Chada, I squiggle underline the word Chada here, and squiggle underline the word Idach a line later. Chada, first of all, Lamalach, Shichus Yad. Excuse me. Ein Shricha Chisaron, Shichus Yad does not Nichisaron. The person would be liable for the higher level of liability, even if he didn't depreciate the item at all. The Idach, and the other one teaches me, and I double underline this word, Shiloh. Shiloh, Tomar, don't say the following, which you might have thought to say, but don't say it. And here's the following. It goes for two lines and two words. Dio lebamina din liyos kenidoin kolin ma shiloh v'baylin pater rav shemir chino v'shemir zachar v'baylin pater. What is all that? Don't say. There's this concept of if you're learning B from A, that normally you say that whatever the limitations of A are, if you're learning B from it, then you have to have limitations on B also. Don't say that over here. Don't say dio le ba min hadin, from that which is derived from something. Leo is kenidin, to be like that which is derived from. Ma shoel, just like shoel bebailim pater, if you're borrowing something, but you're using it along with the owners at the same time, borrowing an animal and he's working with you, you would be off the hook for that high level of liability. Don't say that so too a Shomer Chinam and Shomer Sachar Bebailim would be Pater. That's not true. Rather, a Shomer Sachar and Shomer Chinam Bebailim is Chayiv. Kama. Ula Mandamar, according to the other Mandamar, this would be Rav, who says Shlichus Yad, Tzricha Chisaron. Then what do you need these two psukim for? Hani Tarti Shlichus Yad, Lamali. Why do you need one by Shomer Chinam, one by Shomer Sachar? You can learn it all from Shoel. Well, you need them both, and here we go. Chada. I squiggle on the word Chada, and A line and a few words later is another v'idach. The first one is the same thing that we had said before. Shaloi tamer, not to say. Dial the bottom is can you dine? .. V'idach, and I squiggle another v'idach, kedesanya. Following Brisa, which goes till the end of the daf. V'idach l'kedesanya. The pasuk talks about having to go to court with the judges there, and it says v'nikrav balabayis ela Elohim, to the judges, the guy who was supposed to be watching it, he draws close to the judge. Now, drawing close to do what? And then there's going to be a liability. That is talking about le shvua, for to take a shvua, which Rashi says about eight lines before the end of the Rashi, Dibur Maskel le shvua, v'achi kamar. Let's see if it turns out that it's not like the guy claimed that it was stolen. Elohu ganva, he stole it. Vehu kvar nikrav el hadayanan, he had already drawn close to the judges. Lishvua v'nishba l'sheker. In other words, what does it mean, draw close to the judges? He took the shvua and he swore falsely. V'achrach ba'u edim, and then witnesses came. Asher yarshiun hadayanim. That's the scenario where when the dayanim say to the fellow, "You are guilty," Yishalom Kefu has to pay double. Okay, so let's go back into the Brisa. The pasuk says, "V'nikrav bal habayis," the one who was watching the item who claimed it was stolen, and the witnesses came that it wasn't stolen, that he actually stole himself. Elalekim, what's he drawing close to the judges for? It has to be in the context of where there was a shvua taken. Kama atay mila shvua. 1 second. It doesn't say that like mafurash. You're trying to tell me it's that he took a shvua. Oh, and Eladin, maybe he drew close to the judges for the court case. Nope. Ne'emar shlichus yad lemata v'ne'emar shlichus yad lemala. That's the connection. It says shlichus yad lemata by a shomer sachar, and it says that lemala by v'nikra balabayis elikim imoy shalach malahalan. It's specifically in the context of taking a shvua afkan lishvua. It's specifically in the context of taking a shvua, which teaches us that the guy who claimed it was stolen and really it's not true, and witnesses come in and say that it is not true and that he himself stole it, then he has to pay double. But again, it's only after the shvu was taken. And we also learn that he's pater from Kneba Vaveda with a shvu. Adkan.